Is your sense of kind of social transformation really embodied in any real political system or theory?
Previously, I was a hardline doctrinaire Marxist, but today you can tell me it's a paradoxical situation. I'm a radical all the same, but I do not believe in anthropocentrism that way. Now my position is much more open. I would like to meet with people and discuss different views, but there are certain common things. The poor must be saved from dying of hunger, of lack of health, from lack of education, from lack of culture.
How do you think an egalitarian economic system can be brought into being?
No, you see, a sort of social democracy is required. The sort of protection you have in England or elsewhere, in Scandinavia, that should be done. Because you see, deprivation is something which is relative. And people could be deprived in various senses. That's quite true. And that is why this sort of deprivation involves some humiliation for the people, which I cannot tolerate. And that, I think, legitimizes my own anger against this.
Do you think perhaps that means that your writing is ever negatively affected by a sense of agenda?
No, I try to avoid that because I know the aesthetic considerations. A writing has to be good writing, not propaganda or slogans. It has to be good writing and good literature. And that is a separate question, the internal problems of art. But it should be dictated by my heart. What I do is, I try to bring to the fore the actors behind my narratives, not merely caught in impersonal historical forces. They are active agents, challenging the existing power relations, shaping the events, demanding a space, constructing their identity. And this, I think, is vitally important for a writer to understand.